I believe that every space and comma is a living part of the poem and has its function, just as every muscle and pore of the body has its function. And the way the lines are broken is a functioning part essential to the life of a poem. Denise Levertov. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa number 361. This is real yoga for real people so you can move better and feel better and connect with your true nature. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we are continuing our Moving at the Speed of Your Body series, and today we are going to be focusing on the transitions between the poses. And you may have noticed I'm wearing a dress today. It is December. I'm filming on December the 6th. I guess you'll be getting this on Tuesday the 9th. Thank you, Tim. And it's December right now. I'm wearing a dress for every day in December together with my teammates, Sunflowers and Snowflakes. There are quite a few, actually, Yoga with Melissa members that are part of our team. Madeline Szyzinski, Jen Ashton, who's an artist in Vancouver, and Nikki Ray, who's a yoga teacher in Ontario, and Laura Moyer, who's also another Yoga with Melissa person, and then Harmony Darling, she's another one of our team members. She's connected with Jen Ashton, I believe. Anyway, we're all raising awareness and money to stop human trafficking, and by wearing a dress every day in December. So I noticed that Nikki was wearing a dress to teach her yoga classes in, so I thought, well, there's no reason why I can't wear a dress. So that's why I'm wearing a dress today. And Jen and I are doing giveaways for anybody who donates. So if you donate to Dressember, then I'll enter your name in a draw, and I'm giving away this piece of art that I did. So we've had quite a few people donate already. Thank you to everybody who's donated. I will mention you at the end. And let's get on with our class now. I have a testimonial from Clodagh. This came by email. She said, "This is just a little message to thank you for the wonderful yoga videos you have had the generosity to share on YouTube. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to say they have changed my life. I've learned so much about my body and how to move it better, and it has helped me to begin to learn to self-soothe." Have I shared this already? If I've shared this twice, I apologize. Apparently, I like this one. It would be a lot to sacrifice. Let's see. I'm a little thrown off now. I would have had to sacrifice a lot to be able to afford classes on a regular basis in a studio. So having this resource has meant everything to me. I feel like there isn't really anything I can say that can adequately express what your yoga classes have done for me. I have had a long-term struggle with depression and anxiety, and things aren't okay, but the yoga has given me tools to cope, and that gives me hope. You have done a wonderful thing, and Tim and Trinity and other behind-the-scenes people who have made it so, and I can only imagine how many other people feel the same. My sincerest gratitude to you. So thank you so much, Clodagh, and thank you to everybody who takes the time to leave your comments on my website, send me an email, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course, always the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Let's begin with our peace mantra. Actually, I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my dress. This is a squeeze dress. It has a really cute crown on the back, which you may not be able to see because of my mic pack, and I'm wearing short black leggings today. Thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need a wall, a block, and a bolster, and then let's do our peace mantra to center ourselves to begin. So bring your hands together at your heart center. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karvavahai, Tejasvina Vadibhidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union, for the good of all. May our studies be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So to begin class today, I will get you to lie down on your backs with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And you can take your bolster that you're going to use for the class and place it underneath your knees. If you don't have a bolster, you can just lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. So today's class is about transitions and the space between the poses. So as you lie here on the ground, pay attention to your body as it rests against the ground, and pay attention to the space between you and the ground. So there are parts of your body that do lift up off the ground and should lift up off the ground. So the space between your cervical spine, your neck and the ground, the space between your low back and the ground. So allow these spaces to be here, and then allow the points of connection to deepen. So your feet, your buttocks, your mid-back, your shoulders, your arms, and your head. Feel your low back soften, feel your neck soften. I'd like you to bring your attention to the space between today. So your low back and your neck. As your feet and your buttocks, your mid-back and your head sink more heavily into the ground, just notice what's happening in your low back and your neck. And then start to notice your breath. Follow your breath in and your breath out. But also notice the space between your breath. So the pause at the end of your inhalation and the pause at the end of your exhalation. And in today's class, we're going to focus on the transitions between the poses. This past weekend in our membership's motivation meetup, one of our members, her name's Sadrine, she spoke about how she noticed that she was rushing between transitions, and she spoke about one transition in particular. She spoke about how she would rush when she got home from work, and she would rush to get her dogs out for a walk, and then she would rush to get her dogs home so she could hurry up and relax and have dinner and relax for the evening. And she realized how ridiculous this was, and so she started this new ritual of coming home from work in the evenings and stopping, just taking some time and taking off her hat, taking off her coat, putting down her work things, and just taking that moment to pause before she would take her dogs out for a walk, before she would make dinner, before she would get off to the rest of her evening. So she would recognize the transition. And that's what we're going to do today. In our yoga class, we're going to recognize the transition, the space between the poses. So oftentimes we can be quite mindful in the poses. We can be very present, but we can be present when we come into the poses. We can tend to rush into them sometimes, but then we can totally check out as we come out of the poses. So today we're going to be present all the way in, all the way out, and hopefully carry that with us off the mats, off our mats as well, to honor the spaces in between, not just the events in our life. So reflect on how this relates to you in your life. Maybe what transitions are coming up for you. We're coming up to a big transition in our culture, the transition of the end of 2016, moving on to 2017, if you're watching these videos in quote, real time. So many people are thinking about that transition from one year to the next. The transition from the shortest day of the year to the longest day of the year, or the longest day of the year to the shortest day of the year, depending on where you live in the world. There are many transitions in our lives. So reflect on how that relates to you in your life and what intention you would like to create, what you would like to receive from this yoga class. And then once you've set your intention, you're going to be mindful of the transition to get your yoga block. So often that would be a point that you would check out before you actually come into the pose. But right now we're going to intentionally reach for our yoga block and make that part of the pose. So I could just pop right up and go get that yoga block, but I'm going to think about how I'm going to go get that. I can see it over there. And instead, I'm going to keep my back and my neck relaxed. So I'm going to roll to my side. I'm going to roll to my side. I'm going to use my hands to push up like I would as if I was transitioning out of Shavasana instead. And then I'm going to reach to get it. And then I could actually check out here again. But instead, I'm going to be intentional about how I'm going to roll back down onto my back. So I'm going to come bring the block over close to me, and I'm going to lie back down the way I came up and roll back onto my back with my knees bent and my feet flat on the floor. So we're going to come into supported bridge pose here, and I want you to make the space between the poses in this class more important than the pose itself. So thank you everybody who answered on Facebook today. So back on Tuesday, about your favorite pose. I included many of your favorite poses in this class. So supported bridge pose, I think this was maybe, I don't know that this was on the list. This might have been one of my favorite poses that I chose to include. What we're going to do is feel your feet on the ground here. Press into your feet. And I thought this was a good one because we can kind of just really rush into clearing the space to put the block in. So feel your pelvis lift. Really be with that transition of lifting your pelvis nice and high. And then intentionally place your block in that space. And then slowly lower your pelvis back down onto the block. And then you're going to hang out here. Feel your sacrum heavy on the block. Feel your shoulders heavy on the ground. And let yourself rest here. Okay, so now we're going to come out of this pose. So you're going to slowly transition and be mindful of coming out of this pose as well. So press into your feet and make this a pose in and of itself. Make this transition as much a part of your yoga class as anything else. Pressing into your feet, feeling your pelvis lift, feeling the weight shift into your shoulders. So be aware of the sensations in your body too. Moving your yoga block out of the way. And then slowly feeling your spine articulate, moving down vertebra by vertebra through your spine. Feeling your pelvis and your buttocks, the fleshy part of your buttocks, lower down onto the ground. And then pausing there. And then from here, we're going to slowly roll to your right side and make your way up onto all fours for cat pose. And again, let's do this slowly so that you're aware of the transition. So let's do it as if you were coming into Shavasana. Out of Shavasana, so roll to your right side. Press your palm into the ground. And come up onto all fours. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of cat pose here. And just notice where it is in the pose that you check out when you stop paying attention. Because this pose is kind of all transitional, but it might be when we start to come out of the pose more. Going to exhale and round up through your back, and then inhale and arch through your back. So feeling that articulation through your spine again. Breathe out, round up through your back. Breathe in and arch through your back. Breathe out and round through your back. Breathe in and arch through your back. And you can shift back as you do this. Breathe out, round and shift back. And breathe in and arch and shift forward. So quite a few of you said that cat pose was your favorite pose, but even more of you said that thread the needle was your favorite pose, which kind of surprised me actually. Because I've had a number of you tell me actually that that pose is a more challenging pose for you.
Or that you don't like that pose too.
Okay, and then we're going to come into thread the needle. So pay attention without rushing into this. Let's pay attention to the transition, the lifting of your right hand, opening your right arm up, and then threading your right hand through the space between your left wrist and your left knee, lowering your right shoulder to the ground, tucking your right chin, pausing here. And then slowly coming out. And let's do this on the other side. So inhale, lift your left arm up, paying attention to how that transition feels in your body. And it doesn't mean that all transitions are going to be easy. You're just noticing how the transition is in your body. Lowering your left shoulder and your chin to the ground. So sometimes, or often, we check out because the transition is bringing us stress. And then paying attention to coming out of the pose and back into cat pose. So paying attention to the reverse rotation, how that feels in your body. And then we're going to slowly walk your hands back towards your knees. So oftentimes we just ignore what's happening at this part in the yoga class as we move to the next pose, but notice what it feels like to come up to standing kneeling and roll up through your spine. And then we're going to come into lunge pose. So you may want to pad up for your knees a little bit more here. So I'm going to double up my mat here. So again, here's another point where you might just check out and not notice what it feels like to move in your body. So I'm crawling here. I'm noticing that I'm crawling, getting in a little bit of crawling here. Padding up my mat, crawling back, rolling up through my spine again. And then I'm going to walk my left leg through and paying attention to this part of lunge pose as well. The walk through. Placing my hands on either side of my left foot, feeling the opening in the front of my right hip. And then sink down through your front left foot. Sink down through your tailbone and pay attention to your spine as it lengthens up and bends backwards, and then arc your arms up. So it's really interesting to pay attention to the transition because I feel like the posture unfolds so much more easily rather than being at the destination of the pose, expecting to arrive at the destination of the pose, if you travel with the pose all the way along. Okay, now let's follow the posture as it unfolds as well. So bringing the arms down, rolling forward, and then noticing what it feels like to shift back through your hips, rock back. Feeling the lengthening of your hamstring, walking your foot back. And then you're going to walk your right foot through now. So pay attention to this foot coming through. And then the shift in weight as you shift forward and open up your left hip and take your hands to either side of your foot. So again, you're feeling all the transition as you open the front hip rather than just arriving to that open space. So we don't have to have destination distress because we're going to enjoy all the places, all the spaces, all the spots on the path, on the journey, on the way. Okay, and then sink down through your front right foot, drop your tailbone, unfurl your spine. Feel each vertebra of your spine lengthen up. Feel how that opens up your psoas. And then the last thing to arc up are your arms. And feel how that also lengthens your psoas. Breathing here. And then slowly arcing your arms back down, following the arc of the pose as you slowly come out of the pose as well. And then you'll follow the shift of your hips back as you lean back. And then as you walk your foot back as well. And then not just mindlessly coming out of this pose, but we'll mindfully crawl backwards to uncurl our mat here. So we're getting some crawling in too. So crawling backwards. And crawling back forward to the middle of your mat. So that you can be present with each movement in your body. And then we're going to come into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. So you're going to spread your fingers wide, reaching out into the webs of your hands rather than resting into your heels of your hands. If this is too much weight bearing for your upper body, then you can always do this against the wall. Curl your toes under here, feeling the stretch in the necks of your toes. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the transition through the weight from your front body into your back body. Let your head hang. Feel the transition of gravity as your spine lengthens and your spine is elongated. You can adjust your stance here. So there's that eccentric elongation of your spine here, and breathing and holding here.
And then you're going to pay attention to the transition here rather than rushing through it. You're going to look forward at the space between your hands. Come up onto your toes, draw up through your belly. Walk your feet in. Coming into a standing forward fold here. Feeling your feet on the ground. And then slowly making your way up to standing, rolling up, feeling it vertebra by vertebra.
Okay. All right, from standing, I thought we could do some cloud salutation. This salutation I thought could be good to pay attention to the space between the poses, also so we don't rush between the poses. It's not one that we do that often. It's a balancing pose. And it asks you to really pay attention between the poses. Also because I think metaphorically, when there are clouds in the sky, we pay attention to the clouds and not necessarily the big open sky with the space between the clouds. So I think it works as a really good metaphor for our class today. So the way that cloud salutation works is you inhale, you take your arms up overhead. And then you exhale and you bring your hands to your heart center as you lift one knee. And then you inhale, you take your hands up overhead. And when your hands come overhead, that knee is supposed to be fully straightened and your foot comes to the ground at the same time. So you're supposed to coordinate that movement. So see, it's very much a practice in transitions. And then you breathe out and you lift your other knee. And you're supposed to smile in this too. And then you inhale, you take your arms overhead and you coordinate the movement so that your hands come together and your foot reaches the ground at the same time. Exhale, lower your hands to your heart, your knee comes up towards your chest. Inhale, lift, hands, palms come together. Exhale, knees to chest. You could do this lying on your back if balance is a challenge, or with your back to the wall. Inhale. Coordinate your foot down and your hands together. And let's do one more each side. Okay, from here, we're going to come into tree pose, Vrikasana. So notice what it's like to not be in a pose right now. Feel your feet on the ground. And then shift over onto your left foot. Turn your right toes out. And you can choose where you're going to place your foot on your leg. So feel the shift in of the weight into your left foot. Feel yourself picking up your foot, placing it on your leg. You can balance, hold on to a chair or the wall. You can put your foot above or below your knee. You can bring your hands to your heart center or take them overhead. I'm going to leave mine at my heart center today just because of space and filming. And for those of you that have been doing our How to Balance series, if you want to challenge yourself in this pose, you could take away your visual system and close your eyes. And then notice how that transition is when you lose your balance too. And when you rebuild the pose. So when you lose your balance and rebuild the pose, often that transition is quick, but it doesn't have to be. You can rebuild it slowly. And you don't even have to rush into closing your eyes again. And you don't have to close your eyes again. Okay, so go ahead and let that pose out of your body. Notice what it's like to let the pose out of your body. And then let's go ahead and feel what it feels like to shift your weight onto your right foot. And feel that transition of turning your hip joint out. And lifting, bending your knee. And choosing where you're going to put your foot on your leg, either your toes on the ground, feeling your toes on the ground, or on the inside of your calf, above your knee, below your knee. Notice what that feels like. And bring your hands to your heart center or overhead. And if you want to challenge yourself, you could close your eyes. Or you could just do some eye yoga here, looking down and up. Okay, so now let's see if we can be with the transition and follow yourself out of the pose instead of checking out. So notice what it's like to come out of the pose. Return the dress to normal position. Okay. We're going to come into legs up the wall. And I find this is a pose where I can often check out until I'm actually in the pose. So what would it be like to be present with myself and make the whole thing, setting it up, getting the mat against the wall, getting myself up against the wall. So I think about this in my day-to-day life too. So it's like there are all these deals we make with ourselves, right? Like I can relax once I've made dinner, once I've done the dishes, once I've decluttered, once I've done this to-do list, once I've got all these jobs done, then I'll relax. But what would it be like if we created that environment, that attitude of relaxation that we're going for in the legs up the wall pose while we're creating the legs up the wall pose, just like we could do while we're making dinner, while we're cleaning up dinner, while we're eating the dinner. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's the same kind of attitude rather than rushing to get into legs up the wall so that we can relax. So that's what I'm going to ask you to think about doing here. So legs up the wall, very restorative. Let's gather that intention of restoration as if we're creating the most amazing retreat for ourselves right from setting up the pose. Okay, let's try that. So your mat's going to have to be perpendicular to the wall. Oh, so I'm making this most beautiful retreat for myself. And I'm going to take the extra time to get my bolster out for myself. Okay, for legs up the wall, you're going to get your hips right against the wall. So this is where it can be a bit of a rush to get into legs up the wall. And you can just take your time with it. You don't have to rush. So you get your hips right up against the wall. And then here, this is where I find I kind of sometimes fall into it. But I can go slowly here. I can roll back onto my back. And swing my legs around. And bring my legs up. And you can pause here. You can stay here. Or you can add that little extra step of putting the bolster underneath your pelvis. By pressing into your feet, lifting your hips, and lowering your pelvis down. And this just gives a little extra inversion here. And then we'll pause here. Okay, so from here, let's pay attention to coming out of the pose. You're going to bend your knees. Feel how it feels to move your knee joints. Feel your feet against the wall. Press into your feet. Feel your spine roll off the ground. Feel the weight move into your shoulders. Press the bolster out of the way. Slowly roll down through your spine, vertebra by vertebra. This is its own massage. Bend your knees. Feel that in your knee joints, your ankle joints, your hip joints. And then you'll roll to your side. Okay, we're going to come over here to sit. So notice how you get to that seated position, paying attention to that transition. I think you can leave your mat the way it's set up to finish your class. Sit with your legs straight out in front of you and your spine straight behind you. Bend your left leg in. Cross your left leg over your right leg. And you can keep your right leg long, or you can bend your right heel up to your left buttocks. And then you're going to pay attention to the rotation of your spine. So you're going to rotate from the bottom to the top, wrapping your right arm around your left leg, coming into the twist. Now, instead of rushing over to the next side, notice what it feels like to untwist your spine. So come out slowly from top to the bottom. And then notice what it feels like to uncross your legs. So lengthen your top leg out and your bottom leg out. And then let's do this on the other side. So this time you'll bend your right leg in, cross your right leg over your left leg. You can stay here with your left leg out long, especially if your hips are tight, or you can bend your left heel into your right buttocks. And then we're going to slowly come into the twist from top to bottom, starting with your pelvis. Then your spine, starting from the base of your spine, moving up to the top of your spine, wrapping your arm around your leg. Notice when you go sequentially, rather than trying to arrive at the end spot of the pose, it just goes more smoothly, being where you are all along the way. And then pay attention to coming out of the pose from the top of your spine to the bottom of your spine. Lengthening your legs out in front of you. lifting and pulling the flesh behind you. You may even want to sit on a folded blanket, and we'll come into Paschimottanasana. So again, I think we get caught in the what the pose should look like at the end. So instead of that, let's just be with the act of folding forward and notice what it feels like to roll your pelvis over your leg bones and feel the backs of your legs lengthening. And when they stop lengthening, just stop in the pose. So if you feel it, you're doing it. And then follow yourself out of the pose, roll your pelvis back up over your leg bones and come back up, right? So your spine is straight. And then you're going to pay attention to your body as you lie down in Shavasana. So I will get you set up in Shavasana. You're just going to lie down on your back. You may roll on your side to lie on your back. And you could put your bolster underneath your knees. And I'm going to sit up and read you a poem here. This one goes with our cloud salutations. This is called Clouds by Denise Levertov. The clouds as I see them rising urgently resonate in the mounting of somber power, surging in evening haste over roofs and hermetic grim walls. Last night, as if death had lit a pale light in your flesh was cold to my touch, or not cold, but cool, cooling, as if the last traces of warmth were still fading in you. My thigh burned in cold fear where yours touched it. But I forced to mind my vision of a sky closed and enclosed, unlike the space in which these clouds moved. A sky of gray mist, it appeared, and how looking intently at it, we saw its gray was not gray, but a milky white, in which radiant traces of opal greens, fiery blues, gleamed, faded, gleamed again. And how only then, seeing the color in the gray, a field sprang into sight, extending between where we stood and the horizon. A field of freshest deep spring grass, starred with dandelions, green and gold. Gold and green alternating in close woven cords, a madrigal field. Is death's chill that visited our bed other than what it seemed? Is it a gray to be watched keenly? Wiping my glasses and leaning westward, clearing my mind of the day's mist and leaning into myself to see the colors of truth. I watch the clouds as I see them in pomp advancing, pursuing the fallen sun. And that poem is called Clouds by Denise Levertov. So slowly allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes and notice what this transition is like to awaken your body again. And then you'll bend your knees. And you'll roll to your side and pause on your right side for a moment. And slowly make your way up to a seated position for our mudra. So our mudra today is the Pralamb mudra. And the way that it works is you place your palms face down and join the tips of your thumbs together. All your other fingers are joined together. And you bring this to the level of your belly. And this mudra, I chose it because it calms your spirit and it reduces anxiety. And I think that transitions generally are quite stressful, but the space in between can be a time when anxiety gets provoked. And so I thought this would be a good one for that. So let's sit with this for a few minutes. So we'll transition now into our closing mudra. Turn your left palm up, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu, Lokasamasta sukhino bhavantu. Lokasamasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for episode number 361 of Yoga with Melissa. Appreciate you being here. Pay attention to your transition as you move off your mat and into your life. And if you think you know somebody who would benefit from this class, feel free to share it with them. And if you liked it and if it added value to your life, then please give a thumbs up to this video and consider leaving a review on iTunes if you watch in iTunes as well. I do appreciate you being here. I really do. And let's see. I would like to thank Sean and Viola for your donations to Yoga with Melissa. And I also do appreciate everybody who is supporting the December campaign. It's a really fun event to raise money to end human trafficking. There are more people sold into slavery now than at any time in our human history, and most of them are women and children. And so we can do something about this. Wearing a dress every day in December helps to raise awareness to this issue, because I had no idea that there were so many people sold into that. You know, we think that slavery is something of the past, that it's something that doesn't exist anymore. But as I said, there's more now than at any time in history. So we can do something by raising awareness. We can do something by raising money. And there are organizations that I will link to in my show notes that December gives money to, and they work in local communities with the justice system to help free people from slavery. So I want to thank Hannah and Lisa, Laura and Maria, who have donated to the Dressember, my Dressember campaign, which that money all just goes to the Dressember organization. And I will draw for that piece of art that I created. And if you are receiving value from Yoga with Melissa, you can make a monetary donation to Yoga with Melissa, or if you feel moved by the Dressember campaign, I'll link to that in the show notes as well. And you can also contribute of your time and influence to the direction of the next Yoga with Melissa class by answering the following question. We're going back and forth between balancing classes and this series, which is moving at the speed of your body. So where in your body do you feel like you get ahead of yourself? What aspect of your embodied experience do you feel like gets really out of alignment? Where do you feel like you're not moving at the speed of your body? So I would love to hear your suggestions for classes in this series. Leave it in the comments, and that will help me put together this series. And if you would like a short 10-minute yoga for anxiety meditation to help you with your transitions in your life, then you go to melissawest.com/361, scroll down through the show notes and everything. There'll be a big box there where you can put in your email address, and then we'll send you a short 10-minute yoga for anxiety meditation that will help you with your transitions. Today we focused on the space between the poses, and in our membership community we have a whole special class in our postures and pranayama section called Square Breath. Square Breath focuses on the space between the breath, and in that class we have the connective tissue practices with the slow mo ball. We also have Ayurvedic considerations and traditional Chinese medicine considerations. It's a really very quite a comprehensive class. So if that interests you, if you're a member, I'll put the link to that in the show notes. And also there's a link to become a member as well. We'd love to welcome you into our community. I'm sending much love from beautiful British Columbia. We have snow on the ground in Victoria today, if you can believe that. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.